Alyssa Farah Griffin, I reported countless cases of Trump's impropriety, he was dangerous with women. By Pam Key on May 9, 2023. ABC's The View co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin said Tuesday on CNN's The Lead that she reported countless cases of former President Donald Trump acting inappropriately with women to the attention of the White House Chief of Staff. Anchor Jake Tapper asked, what was the reaction having worked for Donald Trump in the White House where people were still saying things along the line about the Access Hollywood tape? That's locker room talk. Although I will say having been in plenty of locker rooms, I have never heard of anyone bragging about sexual assault. When Donald Trump, in the video deposition in this trial recently, he said that it wasn't locker room talk. He said, yeah, this is how it is. It's been like this for a million years. Stars like me can get away with it. Then he said, unfortunately, or fortunately. What was your reaction to that, or fortunately? Farah Griffin said, when Donald Trump tells you who he is, believe him. I mean, we wanted to chalk it up to locker room talk in 2016. It was not locker room talk. Now he's now been charged with, or I should say held liable in this case, for committing sexual assault. I cannot underscore that enough. Your guest before made an important point. Any man or woman falsely accused would be the first person to show up and to defend themselves in a rape allegation or a sexual assault allegation. He couldn't be bothered to show up. I have countless of cases that I brought to the chief of staff because I thought the way he engaged with women was dangerous. We know these facts. This is something that's not just speculation. It's not just allegations. It's a jury of his peers deciding he did this. Tapper asked, wait, you brought to Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, or other chiefs of staff, incidents that you witnessed of Donald Trump behaving inappropriately with women? Farah Griffin said, I did, as well as former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham and others. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.